Committee on Ways and Means, Subcommittee on Human Services. Today is May 11th. We were scheduled for a work session on Senate Bill 454. That is being held over. We will not be doing that one this morning. I'm opening a work session on Senate Bill 5503, Commission for the Blind. And before we continue, I'd like to mention that Representative Kenny Guyer is excused.
Okay, I'm Co-Chair Nathanson, members of the committee. Senate Bill 5503 is the appropriation bill for the Oregon Commission for the Blind. And you have in OLIS the paperwork for this budget. As you will see, the LFO recommended budget for the Oregon Commission for the Blind is 56 positions, 52.21 FTE, and $16,254,977 total funds. If you look at the total funds, the budget is actually a slight decrease budget of about 0.04%, less than half a percent. But the difference is in the distribution of other funds, general fund and federal funds. And we'll start talking about the packages, which will explain the difference in the fund distribution. The first package is a revenue shortfall, because as you'll see, the commission has lost a lot of other funds with the closing of the Oregon Industry Program. And the last two biennia, the legislature has directed the commission to use a lot of its bequests and donation account. And that balance is getting low. And also, as you know, there are other funds, is the business enterprise set aside, which we're hoping to grow that part of the other fund. Cooperative agreements, and then sales on aid devices, which is also reducing because now people will buy iPhone rather than designated aid devices that the commission used to sell. So package 070 is to show you the revenue shortfall of 11.9. The commission would have to reduce about 10 positions and 11.91 FTE in order to make up for the revenue shortfall. And so there's package 101, which is to maintain these services through the backfill of general fund restoration. So we would restore with the restoration of about 403,382 general fund, the commission would be able to get matching federal funds of 1,705,543 federal funds and be able to keep those 10 positions to carry out the services. And the commission has been really good at manipulating the pay-as-you-go timing to meet their maintenance of effort, but in doing so, they're creating a increasing maintenance of effort deficit. So this package will kind of help them keep on top of that. Package 102 is to increase 453,422 general fund and three positions, three FTE, for the Independent Living Older Blind Program. This with this package, the agency can add three rehabilitation instructor for the blind positions to serve what they hope would be an anticipated about 270 additional clients annually. This program has been struggling a little bit because with the small number of staff, it gets kind of the short end of the deal because the instructors serve all three programs, the Independent Living Older Blind, the Vocational Rehab, and the Independent Living Part B. And because those other two programs get more of a matching fund, the instructors tend to have to devote more of their time to those two programs. And with this package, we can devote more resources to the Independent Living for the Older Blind population. And then package 103 is to improve the business environment for blind entrepreneurs. It would increase 434,275 general fund, another three positions, and three FTE. And it will give the commission staffing resources to train the existing blind entrepreneurs, find more opportunities for the existing blind entrepreneurs, as well as to identify more businesses and attract and recruit more blind managers. And that is the LFO recommendation.
Madam Chair, I move the LFO recommendation, Senate Bill 5521.
Thank you. Motion has been made. Is there discussion on that motion?
I was just wondering if we could use a different term than manipulation.
Sorry. Just a quick comment. Package 102 is especially important because of macular degeneration. Mm-hmm. As LFO has noted, this population is going to be jumping tremendously, mm-hmm. and obviously this may need more funding in future biennia.
Yes, Representative.
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. I wasn't going to ask that, but Dr. Bates just brought it up. And I was going to say, that is a huge jump in my view, and I'm not a doctor. What is that?
As our population organ is aging, macular degeneration, the lack of eyesight from it, and blindness from it, is going to go way up.
Why?
It's because people are living longer, and the macular central part of your vision starts to deteriorate for many people, and some of it's hereditary, but for the most part, it's part of the aging process. There is treatment for it, but it just slows it down.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a huge jump, and we have to expect that because the population is aging, and these people will be blind. You see people looking around the edges of their eyes to see things and mm-hmm. using very bright lights and magnifying glasses to see with.
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Yeah. And they'll need more help to stay at home. Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes. I mean, it's a total aside, but I would comment that there seems to be some evidence now that the blue light that comes from all of our computer screens and devices and everything may increase risk for macular degeneration, and there are filters that your screens you can get, and I do that on talking to them, that can go on your computers and whatever and decrease the blue light coming from them. So it's a certain wavelength. I have not read the data in detail, so I'm not totally convinced, and correlation does not prove causation. But I should point out that not only are we generally living longer, but we're spending more time looking at screens. It's an aside, but relevant, I think.
Of course, it was obvious when everyone closed their screens. For me, it's too late after having worked on computers since the beginning of time with computers. It was my job for 9 hours a day.
Ooh.
Now I know why I never used a computer before. I just thought I was old school. You know.
I would like just a very brief LFO comment on whether the agency is planning some sort of in-depth look into the revenue shortfall situation, and whether there, because it may not be sustainable to continually backfill for something that had been it had been a balanced budget with some revenue. Is there conversation about what might replace that?
Co-Chair Nathanson and members of the committee, yes. The commission is focusing very much on that. They have strategic planning to work on this. And as I mentioned before, Package 103 is also part of building that other funds that can be sustainable by helping with the business enterprise and getting, if you'll remember that the blind manager pays 11% of their net earnings as a set aside to support that program. So as that program grows and the managers get more income, then that other fund budget grows. So that's one strategy that the agency is going for.
Any other entrepreneurial activities for services that could be provided to the public?
Would you like the agencies here, if you would like the agency to come up and discuss that?
No, I'm just putting it on the record that I hope that there is continued conversation. So I think it's a very successful program. I'm really mm-hmm. pleased about everything that we heard in our public hearing. Is there other conversation, discussion on this motion? Objections? Motion passes.
Okay, and the next thing to introduce is just the amendment that changes the three other fund, federal fund, and general fund amounts from the original LC bill. It's the dash one amendment.
Did you want to keep those numbers?
Yes.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move to adopt the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 5521.
Second.
Okay, it is 5502.
He said 5521.
Oh.
Excuse me, Sandra Bates, did you say 5521?
Oh, it's 5503. You have more reasons.
Sorry, wrong number.
Senator Bates, would you like to rephrase your motion?
I would like to rephrase that and change the number. I move the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 5503. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there discussion on this motion? Objections? Sorry.
No, just a point. Maybe that's the other thing that it does, the computer thing. Makes you transpose numbers.
Yes. Ouch.
No objections. Motion passes. Thank you.
Okay, and the next part is the agency's performance measures. LFO recommends that you approve the key performance measures as presented. Overall, the commission has four key performance measures. One is the percentage of Oregonians who are blind who enter into plans for employment who become employed. Then they have their independent living percentage of Oregonians who are blind who self-assess as having an increase in confidence, skills, and abilities. And their KPM number three is customer service, and KPM number four is commission best practices. And overall, the commission is meeting its targets.
Madam Chair, I move that the Human Services Subcommittee approve the LFO key performance measures recommendations for Senate Bill 5503.
Is there discussion on this motion? Objections. Motion passes.
Ready for the final? Madam Chair, I move that Senate Bill 5503 as admitted to the full Joint Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Discussion? Objections. Motion passes. Do we have a carrier to full? That's probably going to be me. I think Senator Steiner Hayward took about two dozen of
yes,
these
ma'am.
Previously. I'm in catch-up mode right now, aren't I? I better be. Yeah. In the House, do we have a carrier for the House?
I can do that. I mean, I'm doing BSRB when we get it.
Have you had one, Representative Stark, in the last few weeks?
From this? I've never had one.
It's appropriate.
It would be sure. Great if you would carry this to the board.
All right.
Senator?
I'll take the floor.
Bates. Thank you. Our work is done. I am closing the work session on Senate Bill 5503. And before I close the work session, I should have said again, thank you to you all. It's just really great information that we have in your report. I'm opening a work session on Senate Bill 5521, Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
Madam Co-Chair, members of the subcommittee, in OLIS today for you is a packet with the LFO recommendation on this budget bill, which is the budget bill for the Long-Term Care Ombudsman. There's also a dash one amendment, which would implement the changes in the recommendation. So when the Long-Term Care Ombudsman came before you, they discussed several components that were built into the governor's budget. And for the sake of brevity, I will talk about what's different in what I've provided you as opposed to what you heard about already. One thing that's different in the LFO recommendation is the department has begun to, or the agency has begun to receive some civil penalty revenue that was part of Senate Bill 626. That's money that's coming over from Department of Human Services. It relates to activities and some of the facilities that the agency works in. So they're getting a little bit of that revenue now. So we factored that into the budget, which freed up some general fund. Another change is some of that general fund is retained in the agency because there's a couple issues that are cropping up with some of their information technology components of the agency. One, they've had a volunteer committee member that's been providing their system support for their IT systems, and that person will no longer be able
Amazing.
To do that. So there's
Amazing.
Going to be a service gap there that needs to be identified. And then So that's a little issue that needs to be sorted out. And then there's also, the department has a contract to provide IT services, virtual private networks, and networking services across the state for its ombudsmen that are located in the regions. And some of the costs around that service provision need to be reevaluated. So there's a placeholder to deal with some of these issues. We may get a better sense of what those costs are like before the end of the biennium. This may be something we need to address during the interim. But those are a couple things that have recently come up that we want to make sure they have the capacity to deal with within the budget. The last main change from what you heard about before was that the ombudsman position, the agency position, had been submitted to the Department of Administrative Services for a relook at the classification. I think, as you know, that the program has significantly expanded in the last biennium. Services were expanded to facilities that take care of intellectual and developmentally disabled individuals, as well as mental health clients, as well as a whole new program in the Public Guardian arena. So with that expansion of scope as well as responsibility, the position was looked at, and just this last week the department determined that it needs to be reclassed from the principal exec manager E to a PEMF. So that adjustment has been included in the recommendation. I know that the resident facilities committee is eager to get on with a recruitment for that position. Mr. Berger's in the back, he's the interim ombudsman, but they want to get moving on that so they can get that permanent position filled moving forward. Just generally, I would like to comment that, again, this budget has increased significantly over the last biennium because of the expansion. I think in my memo, I know that it's a 31% total funds increase. That 31% is for the general program of the budget only. It's for the residential facilities work. The Public Guardian is outside that number. So when you look at the overall budget, it increases by over 50%. So there's been a significant increase. But in 15-17, you do have the fully loaded, fully biennialized budget for the new work that the agency is doing. So that's all built in going forward. Any questions on the recommendations?
Madam Chair, I move the LFO recommendations to Senate Bill 5521.
Discussion.
I'll just remind us all that this is an incredible organization that primarily works through volunteers. We had foster homes, other facilities that hadn't been looked at for at times a year or two at a time. They're now seeing them at least once a year, sometimes twice a year. These people are doing a great job. They've expanded. They've done it very economically. At least two of the people they used to have on board were actually volunteers, one for IT and one for helping keep the books. And we lost both of those. One was taken by Mary over to, it was her husband. I don't know what the heck that was all about. But they went over to VA. And dirty rats. And the other gentleman has had some medical problems, and he had been volunteering for years to do this work and did a great job for him. But it's time to put them on a sort of a more professional standing so we can count on them doing the job we need them to do. But they do a great job. If every agency worked like this, we'd be up here a month a year.
Thank you, Senator. I'm just reviewing the presentation that we received. I think it was on February 12th. The agency exceeded its targets for visiting. They visited the residents of 100% of the nursing homes. There are nearly 140 of those nursing homes. 96% of the assisted living and residential care facilities and 80% of the adult foster homes. There are more than 1,900 long-term care adult foster homes. They've exceeded their targets. They're doing advocating for seniors. Another very good report that we had, and compliments to the agency. Just tagging along behind Senator Bates. Any other discussion on this motion? Objections? Motion passes.
Madam Co-Chair, to tag along with some of the things you just cited, the next component of the recommendation are the recommendations on the key performance measures. There are no changes to the performance measures that the agency presented to you during their testimony. All that's been modified is we have worked to put in some new targets for 16 and 17. Again, that's simply it. We just put targets in. And as you noted, in some of these areas, the agency really has seen improved results over the last 2 years with their additional resources.
Madam Chair, I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Discussion? Objections? Motion passes.
The next action are the recommended changes to the appropriation bill. You'll see in the attachment, there's attachment in the packet as well in OLIS with the recommended changes to the appropriation bill, and those are contained in the Dash 1 amendment.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 5521.
Discussion? Objections? Motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 5521 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Discussion? Senator?
No, I'm just okay. Excited about getting this moving.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Get this little stuff out of the way.
Senator Winters, we've just heard the final motion for passing the budget for long-term care ombudsman.
I'm sorry.
Would you like to join us for this vote?
I was just at PT.
Always a good thing.
Therapy. Is that what that stands for?
Yeah. I could say something else, but anyway. Yes, I would love to.
Great. Objections? I didn't ask for discussion first, did I? Discussion on the motion. Objections? Motion passes. Thank you.
Need carriers?
We need carriers.
Senator Winters can carry that one.
You want to carry this to the full and the Senate?
Absolutely.
Well, the one thing that might want to think about in the full is this is a very special interest of Senator Johnson. Her husband is the chair, used to be the chair of the elder group, and she and the Yeagers are close friends. This might be sort of her last chance to carry a bill for them.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's
is that okay
fine.
With you?
Yeah.
I'll ask her. She may not want to do it. I expect she would.
So you let me know?
Yes.
And so for full?
Give it to her, too.
Yes, she's on full.
You're okay with that?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'll just do my interjection and say how Ted started it to begin with as the nursing home ombudsman back in the old McCall days.
Representative.
All right.
Okay. That completes our work.
And you got here just in the nick of time to say that, Senator.
Right. They do a great job.
Again, congratulations to this agency. I'm closing the work session on Senate Bill 5521. Is there any other business before our committee today? I don't think so. I'm not aware of
anything. And so as noted previously for tomorrow, Senate Bill 454 was carried forward, and we have two more budget bills to work tomorrow in September.
Those would be?
The Board of Nursing and I think Medical Board.
Okay.
Oh, so we don't have any.
See you tomorrow.
Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. I did pretty good then looking this up.
You do a lot.
We're adjourned. Thank you.
Yeah, because they're going to do Wednesday.
Thank you.
Yeah, because they're going to do Wednesday.